Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Samach Zayin, and we are on the last daf in Perek Elu Trefus, and made it about 20 blot or so since way back on daf Membeis when we started this whole travel through anatomy of the body of kosher and non-kosher animals. So the first half of the parak, if you remember, were all about Elu Trefus and Luk Sheiris, defining kosher and non-kosher problems in the animal. The second half of the parak has been about kosher and non-kosher animals. What are the simanim of the animals and of the birds and of the chagovim, as we have been discussing over the past couple of weeks. Today's the last day related to that, so we have to get in all of our Elu Trefus questions today, if there are any left that we haven't discussed. Okay, so we are on the bottom of Samach Vav Mabez, and then tomorrow we start Beim HaMakasha, which is a new world, getting back to Inyone Shechita, as we will see. Okay, so we're in the Sugya, the Brisa, that we have just quoted. The Brisa said, let's go back a couple of lines, because that's what we're going to talk about, a basic halacha today. Heichan Hitir Bekelim. Right, the Gemara quoted a Brisa that the beings, creations that are created, that are generated, that are germinated, that are reproduced within a kli, not within water, not within the ocean and a river and a lake. If something's from an ocean, river, and a lake, so that's a fish, and therefore one needs simane dog, the kaskases, and the snafim and the kaskas, as we discussed yesterday, the symbolism of those simanim. But the Gemara has a specific drasha excluding, based on a pasuk, excluding types of little shrutzim that are found in water that is not connected to a water source. Maybe in those days, as we've discussed, maybe they thought the spontaneous generation, it came from those moist areas in the kalim or not. But either way, the halacha applies, as we've discussed from Dessler in the past, the halacha applies no matter what the metzius is. But if there are tiny little shrutzim, we'll call them in quotes, in these water areas that are excluded from the iser in the pasuk, so those are mutter that doesn't have an iser. If you just want to look at a background to this iser, it's quoted in other places. I'll read it from the Aruch HaShulchan. Beginning of Siman Pei Dalet, which is all about shratzim, the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Kol mine shratzim asur min haTorah." All shratzim are asur. Ushlosha mine shratzim heim. There are three types of shratzim in halacha: sheretz haof, v'sheretz hamayim, v'sheretz haaretz. There are different sherets related to birds, related to water, and related to aretz, terrestrial animals. Three types of shrutzim. The kuban mifurashin batora. And they're all mifurish. We think this is a chiddush. Storesh b'chzav. B'sherets ha'ov k'siv. Right, what does it say? In re'eh, last week's parsha, kol sherets ha'ov tamehu lachem lo yachelu. Any creepy crawly in the bird category, one is allowed to eat. Ubisharat hamayim ksiv bishmini. V'chalasher ein lo snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim. Sheket zulachem mibsaram lo sochelu v'chulu. And the Rambam quotes another lav. That's the Rambam lav. The sheret hamayim who may al tashaksu asaf shoseichem. V'chalasheret hashoreitz v'lo satamu b'hem. And then that's sheretz ha'of and re'ei, sheretz ha'mayim and shmini, and then sheretz ha'aretz k'siv, v'chala sheretz ha'shoretz al ha'aretz, shekesu lo yeachel. That's the third. V'sheretz ha'aretz nechlegu l'shnei inyanim, l'sheretz ha'aretz ulu remes ha'aretz kasher yisbar. Okay, and then he says, what are the examples? Ezeo sheretz, this is all background to the, you have to know the category before you know the exception to the category. So what are these categories? V'ezeo sheretz ha'of, kagon, zvuv, O yitush vitzira, a fly, a hornet, a bug, a bee, udvora, v'chayose b'ahed kol shema ofifim. All the ones that fly. The little insects that fly, if somebody eats an insect that flies, somebody eats a gnat by mistake. It flies into their mouth. Right? So in that case, it's a shoge, you didn't do it on purpose, but that's a iser of sheretz ha'of. Right? All the shrutzim that fly, that's category one. Sheretz ha'mayim, elu habrios hakatanos, kagon, hatolaim, the worms, v'ha'alukos, and the leeches, shebamayim, v'habrios hagdolo, shebamayim, shein chayos hayam. All of the types of fish that don't have the kosher size, and the other types of aquatic creatures that are in the water. Well, that's a Rambam called She'eno Betzuras Dag. Af Osam She'ish Lam Shapir V'Kaskes Asarim Shere Samayim. If it's not a fish, and it has the, even if it has Shapir V'Kaskes, maybe an eel. Maybe some eels have fins and scales, but that's not going to be a fish. Not going to say it's, so the Rambam includes that also in Sheretz HaMayim. Fine, so Sheretz HaOf are the ones that fly, the bugs that fly. Sheretz HaMayim are the creatures that live, the little creepy crawlies in the water. And finally, Sheretz HaAretz are the Shmona Shratzim that are listed in the Torah. Shmona Shratzim, hence the Perek in Masech HaShabbos. The Chole, the Achbar, right, the Nachash, the Akrav, the Chipushis, the Nadal. Well, those are not all listed, but those are all included in Sheretz HaAretz. So there's a difference between the Shmona Shratzim and the other ones, the not Shmona Shratzim, for Hilchos Shabbos, for other halachas. Fine. Those are the three categories. Now, within Sheretz HaMayim, our Gemara, that's what we're doing today, there are exceptions. Sheretz HaMayim only applies in certain areas of Mayim. By rivers, by lakes, by oceans, by wells. But what if somebody has a bore? Right, it's not connected to, it's from the rain, it's from the rain, and suddenly there are certain types of aquatic creatures that are formed in there, so that wouldn't be included in the Isser of Sheretz HaMayim. We will get to in a second, as long as I'm not disgusted by these, and I'm not eating them separately as a dish, so then it could be mutter to eat. If I am disgusted by them, or I'm eating them separately, so then it could be usur anyway. But the heter is a heter in the Gemara. There is a heter. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Again, then we'll see this in the Gemara. Lefichach, this is now an oschaf. Simon paid al oschaf. Lefichach. Shoche adam letocha bar o letocha kli. Vishosa hamayim. Person is allowed to bend down and drink directly from a bor or from a cup. Ve'ena choshish letola imshabo. Don't have to worry about the tolaim, because those are considered sheretz hamayim. V'gami shem bal teshaksu leka. And also, if you don't notice them and you're not disgusted by them, there's no isra bal teshaksu. Shari ein kavanaso la tolaim, elo shem emelo nechnasim l'toch piv. They happen to go into your mouth. Amnam im hadavar ma'us alav. If it's disgusting to you to eat these, vadai da'asur mishem bal teshaksu. Fine. Then the Aruch HaShulchan adds in an important ha'ara, Vida, de'elu ha'zavuvim haktanim, hanoflim me'avir, l'toch ha'mayim, right? If it's a bug, if it's a sheretz ha'of that falls into the water, that's not included in the heter. The only heter on the are these tiny little creatures that are formed within the water, and they come from the water. But if it's a bug that falls in, or if a bug falls into my soup, that's not, doesn't have this heter. Of eating it, even if I'm not disgusted by it. So again, v'dat de'ilu azvuvim aktanim anoflim me'avir l'toch hamayim nisharim bi'isuram v'lo hutar rakatolaim shenishavu me'atzman bahamayim o bahayayin o bahachometz. It's only the tolaim that nishavu me'atzman. Again, does this mean literally, as we've said from the Gemara, that they're not parin v'ravin, like the Gemara in Shabbos seems to understand, that they're spontaneous generation within these areas, within the water, within the rotting fruit, within v'chulu? Or, as Vedasso said, it could be that even if Chazal knew that there is really a reproduction going on, but halachically it's considered as if nishavu me'hamayim. Because you can't really recognize how it happens. Either way, it doesn't matter. But this is the halacha. Aval hanoflim letochan kamosha matzui bezman hakayitz shenoflim zvuvim v'ramasim ketanim min ha'avir letoch hamayim. As you're having trying to buy have a picnic and bugs are falling in, those are for sure aser. O shari mashkin o la ochlim. Nisharin biisu rana kodem ulafisha yesh toim bazeh vaovrim al kamalavin kamoshin is bayer dal nemala loke chamesh yesh lizar maod bazeh vagam lahazir es hamon akach. Nobody should think that those bugs by the picnic fall into the heter of sheretz hamayim. Nobody should think that. Okay, we were just maz here. Good. So related to this, we'll get to this in Amud Beis, but related to this is the whole issue that happened a couple of years ago with the bugs in the water. Bugs in the water in the New York area, the cocoa pods. So again, we're not going to get into that whole issue. Bye, Sheretz HaMayim. So those were not, so two points. Number one, those might have been able to be seen. That was part of the Shiloh. Could they be seen if you hold it up to a certain background. You don't need a microscope for it. So if it could be seen, and people are disgusted by those things, so it could be included about the shaksu. Or maybe they came from the outside, and those weren't considered nishavu min hamayim. Those weren't included. These are coming from other water sources which were connected to natural sources, so you don't have the hatter of that we're talking about here. So that's why it was an issue. That, again, I'm not saying it was an issue or not an issue. I'm just saying that, according to the ones that said it was an issue, these were two of the reasons. Number one, why don't you have the heter of the exclusion of Sheretz HaMayim? Number one, because they might have been able to be seen and people would be disgusted by it. And number two, because these might not have been Nishavu min HaMayim. They might have been from the outside that came in, or from an original source, or it might have somehow, as we'll see in the Gemara today, it might have separated from the water and then came back into the water. There are limits to the exception, but that's why it might have been an issue. Again, microscope, if you need a microscope to see them, we'll get to that Bezer Menamed Beis, so it might not be a problem anyway, according to certain poskim. But anyway, this is all the background for our discussion today, which we will get into right now.
But yeah. When you cited the Aruch HaShulchan, you said you could drink from the bar.
Right.
Okay.
Excellent. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Right, the language of the Aruch HaShulchan was you could drink from the bor. What if it goes into a kli, and then you're going to drink from it? Right, so let's see. So where should we start from? We're in the middle of the Braisa about the Heter. So let's go, Heichan Hitu. We'll start with there again. Some of them are base. But 15 lines up. Heichan Hitu b'kelim, d'chsiv. So where do we see the Heter by Kalim? Where do we see the Heter? Again, Kalim is to the exclusion of Bamayim. Excluding Kalim. Where do we see the Heter? D'chsiv. Es zeh tochlu mikol asher bamayim. This you can eat, that which is in the water, as long as it has the two signs. Pchulu. By yamim ubenachalim, who, only in water, in the rivers and seas, who, that's where we say, dechi isle achol, delesle lotechol, where it has the simanim, you can eat it. Where it doesn't have the simanim, you're not allowed to eat it. Habekalim, but if it's in a kli, avagad delesle achol. Even if it has no simanim, you're allowed to eat it. That's the exclusion. That's not called Sheretz Hamayim. So where it says, maybe you could darshan it differently. Ema b'kelim avagav de isle lo techol. Maybe the opposite. Maybe kelim is different, that you can never eat these, even with the simanim. So the Gemara answers, lo sakataitach. Dechsiv v'kol asher ein lo snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim u'banachalim mikol sheretz hamayim. Anything that does not have the two kosher signs, which we spoke about yesterday, one is protecting me and one is letting me go forward, right? The kaskeses, you remember, it protects me, but life's not about just protecting where you are. It's about going further. That's the fins that are taking you further. So how do we darshan this? Right, because we have the positive and the negative in the pasuk. So how do you know the positive? Because the negative says, if it doesn't have the two signs, and we dash it from that pasuk, only in the yamim in the nechalim, if it doesn't have, don't eat it. So we dash it really from the negative pasuk, not from the positive pasuk.
They're probably talking about Sheretz HaMayim and not on kosher fish.
Right.
Why are we darshaning the pasuk by
it's not? Right, so it's a good question. Why are we darshaning these pasukim if we're not talking about non-kosher fish?
Find the swordfish in the...
Right, board. So I think the non-kosher... Well, swordfish is a separate shiloh.
Right,
so the Gemara is saying that the non-kosher fish, that's the pashup shot of the pasuk. That would say, if it doesn't have sapir, if it has kases, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the explicit. We're darshaning something even deeper than that. Not only, you're right, we're learning out these exceptions to the rule from the psukim by non-kosher versus kosher fish.
Wouldn't this apply to a non-kosher fish also in a poor?
I mean, right, say, but would it, so it might not be called a non-kosher fish? And do you have fish that are there? That's the question. If you found fish, but it might have gotten there from a different source. It might be assuming that you're not going to have the regular non-kosher fish in these areas in a barrel. Had to get into a barrel, right? So it only got there if somebody put it there. If somebody put it there, then it's already changed areas that it might have been also from beforehand. Okay, so says the Gemara V'ema, another way to darshan. V'ema b'mayim klal, maybe we should darshan it as a klal prat. B'mayim klal, b'yamim u'nechalim prat, klal prat, e'ma klal, mashmer prat. We should limit it and say yamim u'nechalimim. Maybe we should limit the heter, limit the iser. It's only usser in seas and rivers. Ne'itzin v'charitzin lo. Maybe even in ne'itzin, which are translated as ponds, and other water sources, which we know have these halachas, oh, maybe you should say even there you have the heter. So where's it? No. B'mayim chazav aklal. B'mayim chazav aklal, and therefore, it is usher in these items as well. Oh, so the Rush right here in Simen Ches brings up Mati's issue. The Rush in Simen Ches has 2 days. Yesh Omrim, Simen Samach Ches. Not Simen Ches. We're at the end of the parak here. 68th Simen of this parak. Yesh Omrim. Dafka Shoche Vishose. Some say, literally, as the Gemara says, only if you bending down and drinking directly from these areas. Aval Bikli Osir. Why? Dilma parish adofne demana. Maybe this being has crawled up and is on the wall of the inside of the barrel now, so it's already separated from the water. The only heter you have is within the water. It's like part. It's like bottled to the water. It doesn't have its own existence, and therefore you're allowed to have it. But and therefore, if you drink it though from a kli, so maybe it's separated, and then maybe, even if it fell back into the water afterwards, once it was nifrash, it's a problem. And then, that's one day, but then the Rosh says, V'yesh lomar, or maybe not, D'urcha d'mil sektani. Or it just says the normal thing that we're talking about, V'hu adim b'klinami mutter, V'lo chashina d'lma parish adufne d'mana, Kol kama d'lo chazina d'parish, as long as we haven't, as long as we didn't see it. So those are the 2 days in the Rosh, the Ramah in Pei Dalet, the Ramah in Pei Dalet Aleph, where it quotes this halacha. This is the first halacha, it's Dine Tolaim, Simin Pei Dalet. Shratzim agadelim b'mayim, shebekelim, v'shebeboros, shichinu ma'aros, she'enam nov'im. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch, quoting basically everything that we've said in two lines. All of these types of creepy crawlies that are reproduced, that are generated, that come into being in the kelim and in the boroshim aros, that are not nov'im. They don't have a water source, mutarim. Even though they don't have them. Right? So, again, is this a non-kosher fish that is kosher? Or is this just saying it's a sheretz hamayim? That's why it says that. It's within the world of fish, but it's a sheretz hamayim that is mutter because it's not considered a dog. It's not considered a dog, maybe. Lefichach. Therefore, shoche v'shose mehem ve'ino choshish l'shratzim shebahem im yizdamnu l'toch piv. So he quotes the Rosh's first day. It's got to be direct. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Aval aser lishov bikli v'lishtos mehem. Right. So that could also be part of the issue of the sink. Right. Once it gets into the pipes, it's already been hufrash. You don't have any type of this heter, especially if you take it out of the. Take it out of the barrels, take it out of the faucet. You want to say, well, the sink is connected, but for sure, once you take it out into a cup. The Pirshu Mimakum Revisan, we're going to get to this today, let's just finish the Shulchan Aruch. If it is separated from its natural habitat, Kigon La'achore Habar, O Al Sfas Hakli Mi Bachutz, Afapisha Chazru Asurim. Once it has separated from its natural habitat, asurin. Umistama in lach Hashem apirshu, avalam lo pirshu, ela aldofan aklimi bifnim mutarim. Okay. And we're going to get to sinun. We're going to get to filtering them in a couple of minutes. Okay, that's the Simin Pei Dalet in Yoredeya. Okay, we continue. So, but you're right, Josh, that's a lumdus issue. Is this a non-kosher fish that you're allowed to eat, or is this not even in the world of non-kosher fish? It's a sheretz hamayim that is mutter. So, it's a question, but I think either way, I think it makes a difference which way you say it. Okay, says the Gemara, v'hani, hani treklali desmichi la'dadinenu. You just wanted to say a klal uprado klal to include neitzin and charitzin, ponds and other areas. What do you mean? It's the kolam are next to each other. So are you allowed to use that? So the Gemara says, yeah. Amar Ravina, kedari b'marava. Ravina in Bavel says, like they said in Marava in Eretz Yisrael, kol makom shatamose shnei klalos hasmuchin zelazeh. Whenever you find two klalam that are next to each other, hatel prat beinehem vidunam b'klal uprado klal. Throw the prat between them. And still judge it as a klal or prado klal. Right? This is one of the misora, the rules of misora that we are how we're able to darshan. And therefore, b'mayim klal, b'yamu muvana chalim prat, b'mayim chazer v'klal, klal or prado klal, iyat adon elakena prat. So it's got to be like the prat, ma prat mefurish mayim novim, just like the prat. The whole context of the iser with the heter of the shnei simanim is by water which is noveya, which springs up from a natural source, avkol mayim novim. So to all. My Rabbi, what do we include by this? Charitzin v'ne'itzin li'isur, we include ponds and other types of similar canals, li'isura. Umay mi'et, what is excluded? What is mutter without the simanim? Boros, shichun, maros, la'tera. Right, the pits and the what a cave that I fill up with water. Uma aras latera. Fine. The Hema, says the Gemara, Maha Prat Mefurish Mayim Gedela Magabe Karka Afkal Mayim Gedela Magabe Karka. Maybe I should say this to specify like this. Maha Prat is Mefurish water that's mamish on the ground. Afkal Mayim Gedela Magabe Karka. Maybe that should be the rule. Umay Rabbi Afilu Barashichanu Ma'aros Li'isura. Right? Even Barashichanu Ma'aros. Maybe because those are all Mechubar. Those are also Mechubar, so maybe it should also be included in the Yisur. Umay Mi'et Mi'et Kalim. Maybe only Mamashakli, a barrel. Right? Right? If you have a pit and in the ground, that's pretty similar to the other natural sources. Who says you need Mayim Novim? Maybe you just need Mayim Mechubarim. Answer, Imkein Tochlu Maya Hanilei. You have some type of inclusion of Tochlu. The barrel wouldn't be enough for the inclusion, as Rashi explains. We would have known that anyway. So that is why you need to include something, so you include the Boros, the Shichin, and the Ma'aros. Period. Okay, now we have another way of darshaning. Similar discussions. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. Debei Rabbi Yishmael. As we said yesterday, Debei Rabbi Yishmael versus Debei Rav. The Beirav, we had that fascinating machlokas. What does Beirav mean? Beirabim or Beirav himself? Machlokas Rashi Rabbam that we had yesterday. But today we have Rabbi Yishmael. The Beir Rabbi Yishmael Tana. Bamayim, bamayim, shtei pa'amim, ein zeklalu prat, ela riba umiyet. As we have various times in Shas, do you darshan klalu prat? Do you darshan riba umiyet? Depending on what your Rebbe taught you. So now, Rabbi Yishmael taught them to darshan riba umiyet. Bimayim riba. So it's ribui miyet v'riba. So riba umiyet v'riba riba hakol. The rule is you include everything. My rabbi charitzev neitzen liisura. You include the ponds and the canals liisur. Umay miyet barashu gemaras latera. Same kind of thing, but within the world of ribi umiyet. Ema, same question. My riba barashu gemaras liisura. My miyet miyet kalim. Maybe you should only exclude barrels. Meaning, barrels do not need the signs, the shnei simanim. But again, barrels, must relate to what you just said, barrel, it came from somewhere. Unless it was straight rainwater into the barrel. Right, it wasn't that you took it from somewhere, because then it would have already been parish. So it's got to be maybe it went directly into the barrel, the rainwater. So that's what it would mean by kalim. So the Gemara says, again, MK, tochlu, maya hani lei. So what would I include with the word tochlu? So it's got to be, the heter has to include Baruch Shichin and Ma'aros. The Eifachana, maybe I should say the opposite, which seems difficult in the Havamina, but what do you mean? To include in the Isser Baruch Shichin and Ma'aros and to exclude Ni'itzin v'charitzin. That's the possibility. Why do we darshan what we have just said? The Eifachana, look, Tani Matitya, Tani Matitya Bar Yehuda. My Ra'isa, right, getting into Chanukah already, right? My Ra'isa, L'Rabos, Boro Shichun U'Maros L'Hatera, U'Lahotzi Charitza V'Nitzan L'Yisura. Why do you include Boros U'Shichun L'Heter? Meaning that means you exclude it from the Yisur. Why do you include it in the Heter and you exclude Charitza V'Nitzan? Marba'ani Boro Shichun U'Maros Shehin Atzurin Kekelim. Why are those mutter? Because those are not flowing water. They're closed off. They're like a barrel, right? It's like a bore in my backyard. That's why it's more similar to a kli. Umotzi ani charitzin v'ne'itzin she'ein atzurin kekelim. And I exclude from the heter charitzin u'ne'itzin, the canals and the ponds, I exclude them from the heter because they're not like a kli and therefore they're going to be aser. Period. Heistam behem mefurish. Okay, getting back to something we said yesterday, this is all continuing with another four lines to this conversation, and then we'll get to something separate. We said yesterday, the whole Brysa that brought us into this said, Ho, if you look at the middle of Samachavim Abeis again, the Brysa said, Ho v'hiter b'mefurish v'hiter b'stam. This heter of allowing certain types of beings connected to Shratzei Hamayim that do not need the Beisimanim. The Torah explicates the Heter, and the Torah implies the Heter. Which Pasuk explicates, which Pasuk implies? That's what we're just finishing up now. So, Heisasa Mehema first. Which is implicit, which is explicit? Pligi bar Rabacha Ravina, Machlokas. Chad Amar, some say, one says, Yeshlo. Yeshlo and Ainlo in the following lines means the Asay and the Los Asay. There's an Asay in the Torah that says, if it has two simanim, you could eat it. Ainlo, there's a pasuk that says, if it doesn't have two simanim, you can't eat it. We quoted the psukim already in the previous Amud. So that's what it means here. Rashi explains that. Chad Amar, Yeshlo, the Asay, Mefurish. Right, if it has simanim, the asay, that's the mefurish one. The ainlo, and if it doesn't, sasan, that's the one that you imply it from. The los asay. The chanam are the opposite. Ainlo, the los asay. The pasuk that says, if it doesn't have simanim, you can't eat it mefurish. That's the mefurish. Meaning, if it doesn't have this simanim in the mayim, so that if it's beferish there, that, if it's not in the mayim, if it's in these barrels and kalim, then it'll be mutter. The yeshlo sasum. And the one that says yeshlo, the one that says, the asay, if it has the simanim, that's the one that is only implicit. My time of demand, now we're going to explain each sheet. My time of demand, amar yeshlo mefurish. Why does the quote is the one that says, it's the one that says yeshlo mefurish, meaning it's the pasuk that says, if it has two simanim, you could eat it. So that's mefurish, that only if it's mamayim. Amar lacha, minehu dekamish taru kalim. From it, we learn that whatever is in kalim is mutter. My time of demand, amar ainlo mefurish. What about, why does the other shita say that you have to go to the second half of the pasuk? You have to go to the phrase about if it doesn't have the simanim? Dehai hu dekamochach aheich. The second pasuk, it's the los asay that helps us understand the asay. It's the second pasuk about if it doesn't have the simanim, which helps us understand the first pasuk that if it does have the simanim. Why? De'imi heich, if you only have the first pasuk of, if it has simanim, then you're allowed to eat it. Havamina bekelim avagav de isle nami lo techel. I would have maybe had the drasha like we suggested earlier today, that if it's in kelim, then for sure you're never allowed to eat it, even with both simanim. That's why you need the negative pasuk. You need the los asay pasuk to help understand the asay pasuk. That's why the los asay pasuk is more mefurish. Period. Adkan yisod about Shratzei Hamayim. We go weiter now. This is connected, but it's separate. Amar Rav Huna. Lo lishvi in a shichra b'tzivyasa b'urta. A person should not pour out beer, basically what we would call a sifter. Let's say you have beer, but you have stuff in the beer that you want to get out before you drink it. So what they used to do is tzivyasa are wood chips. Like if you go to like a carpentry and you see like little wood chips, they put wood chips, let's say, on a netting, and you pour the beer on it, and the wood chips catch any pieces that you don't want going through. So you shouldn't pour beer onto the wood chips at night. Why? Dilma parish la'el mitzivyasa. Maybe some type of these shrutzim would get stuck on a wood chip, which would then make it usser, because it's out of the water, and then it would fall back in, and you wouldn't notice. V'hadu nafal l'kasa, it would fall back in the cup. V'avi over mishim sheretz asharetz al ha'aretz. Right? So then you wouldn't, it would be included in the isser. So therefore, don't do that at night. The Beis Yosef discusses, we're not going to read it inside now to save time. Basically, discuss it. Is it only wood chips, which is a hard surface? What about if it's a softer surface where you could assume that it didn't get stopped? But that is that. Period. Ihachi bimananami. So too then, what about on a kli? Bimananami dilma parish. Why are you allowed to drink it directly from the kli? Right? Why? Dilma parish l'dafne demana, father nafalamana. Maybe it had crawled up the inside wall of the kli, and now you're drinking it and it's going back into the water, so it's already become nasar. Hasam hainu revise. No, that's its natural habitat. Revise, this comes up, we had this earlier, about 30 blad ago in the Masechta. Revise is something that is in its natural habitat, doesn't have its own status, and it's okay. It's okay to view it as all one unit. Where does Revise come up? You remember we discussed it? Yevamis. The Gemara says that if a pregnant woman converts, the Gemara says that when her baby boy is born later on, he does not need tefila. Why? Because it's the mother's tefila helped for the baby. Says Esther Rishonim there, Tosfos, the Namuki Yosef. What about chatzitza? What about chatzitza? The mother is a chatzitza. What do they answer? Hainu revise. It's his natural state, and therefore it's not a problem. So too here. This is what it says. Hainu revise. Therefore, is not considered out if it's on the inside of the kli. The outside of the kli could be a problem, but the inside of the kli is not. Umina timra. How do we know this? How do we know that it is mutter? Ditanya, because. Right, you see the last line in Rashi, Hanu Ravise? Ukimi shelo pirshim in amayimhi. Even if it's on the inside wall of the kli, it's as if it's still in the water. The inside of the kli, that's part of its habitat, and therefore it's okay. Vaiter, back to the Gemara, second wide line. Uminat timra, detanya, minal rabas barashiach and the ma'aros, sheshochev, eshosim, heveno nimna. How do I know that you're allowed to drink directly from these boros and these pits? Tambalomar, tochlu, mikol asher bamayim. That's in, it's an inclusion from anything in the water. Velechlush dul maparish ladavna vahadr nafil. Maybe you should be worried. Ella, hainu revise, hachanam hainu revise. Just like we said in the Bryce over there, so too we say it over here. Hainu revise, period. The Torah adds in two words when he quotes this halacha. The Torah says you're allowed to drink directly, which, by the way, sounds like the Rosh's, the Gemara sounds like the Rosh. It keeps repeating, you've got to drink from it directly. And the Rosh adds, the Torah adds in two words. The Rosh says, the Torah says, Shocha v'shose b'chol makom sheheim ve'eno choshish l'shratzim shebahem. And the Bach and other Achron and the Prisha, What's the added phrase of b'chol makom sheheim? So the Bach says maybe it's even in a place where you know there probably are shratzim there. It doesn't matter. Even if you know it's in a place where it's commonly shratzim are found, they don't have the halach of shratzim, and therefore it's going to be mutter. That's what the Torah adds in that lashon, b'chol makom sheheim. Just the Chassidish Vart of the day, the Margolius Hashas, he quotes that somebody once came to Rav Yonatan Eibeshitz, and he says, you Jews, your halachas, somebody must have, maybe it was a Jew who knew a little halacha, he says, I don't understand. Kishetola, but we're going to get to this also. When something comes out, it's usser, and while it's still in, it's mutter. I understand that. When the worm flies, crawls out, what's the difference? A worm is a worm. So Rabbi Yonason says, Lokach kaf shel kesef. He took a silver spoon, and he said to the guy, could you please spit into the spoon? So the guy says, okay, he spit into the spoon. So now he says, okay, can you please drink up your spit? That's disgusting. He says, what's the difference? A minute ago it was in your mouth, and it was fine. And all of a sudden now it's separated, and now you find it disgusting? Aha! That's exactly the point. While it's inside its natural place, okay, fine. You're disgusted by your own spit? No, it's inside. Once it's separated, so then, Fionis and Ivishes. Okay, right there. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chisda L'Rav Huna, second to last line, Tani Demasei Elecha. I have a brisa that proves what you said, right? Where Puna was the one that said that you shouldn't pour it at night because it might get stuck on the wood and then fall back in. So I have a brisa supports that. Kol hasheretz hasheretz al haaretz l'rabos yavchushin shesinanon, to include yavchushin, these little bugs or mosquitoes that you were messining out, those are also usser, time of the sinanon. The reason they're usser is because you sifted them and you strained them, that's the word, and therefore they're now separated. Lo sinanon shari. If you weren't messining them, it would be munter. Period. Amar Shmuel, we have his back. You see, Lael Mem Zion, exactly 20 blot ago. Shmuel tells us, similar halacha if you're a member, in the world of Sheretz Haaretz now. We've all discussed Sheretz Hamayim, but we have a similar halacha, if you remember, Sheretz Haaretz. What was that halacha? If something crawls on the ground, that is Aser B'Kshim Sheretz Haaretz. If it only crawls within a fruit, it's mutter, as long as the fruit is not connected to the ground. If it crawls within the fruit while it's connected to the ground, that's considered crawling on the ground, and therefore it's already going to be called the Sheretz Haaretz. That was Shmuel's halacha. Amar Shmuel, Kishus Shehisliya. If you have a kishus, you have a gourd, you have a melon that became rotted as worms in it, bi'i beha, while it is still attached to the tree, asur mishum sheretz hasheretz ala aretz. It's already, it's asur mishum sheretz hasheretz ala aretz, because it's still considered as if it's on the ground already. Well, something to say about that, but let's continue first. Lema Messiah, let's try to bring a proof to Shmuel. The Tani Chada al Haaretz lahotzi as haziza shabadashim. It says al Haaretz to exclude a sheretz is only a sheretz if it crawls on the ground. To exclude zizin shabadashim, little gnats inside lentils, ves hayitushim shebekelisim, and little mosquitoes within kelisim, another type of bean, vitolash shebetmarim shebegrogeris, and worms within dates and figs. So one brisa says these are mutter. V'tanya idach, and the other brisa says kol hasheretz hashoretz al haaretz l'rabos tola shebeikari zesim shebeikari kfanim, to include in the iser these worms that are in the base of olives and grapes. My lav idiv idiv bepeira, aren't both of these talking about cases where these items are crawling around within the fruit? So why are some mutter, some aser? Must be ones attached to the ground still, and that would be aser, because that would be as if they're crawling on the ground. And what is not? A raya to Shmuel. Answers the Gemara, lo, idiv idiv beaveha. It could be that both are still attached. So why would it be mutter? V'lokasha habe peira habe ilana gufa. Is it within the fruit? Or what was the second phrase? It was on the ikarim. Right, on the ikarim. So it's not within the fruit, really. Tekanami, tektani, tolashi, bikari zesev, shibikari kfanim, shamina. So you see that it is not exactly, it's not within, and therefore there's no raya to Shmuel. Two hars. Number one, Tosfos im Psachim. Tosfos im Psachim. What does that have to do with this? Tosfos im Psachim all the way to the end. And Arvid Psachim, kuf tes vav. The Gemara there talks about why do we dip the maror in the charoses? Why do we dip the maror in the charoses? One of the reasons was, the Gemara said, kafa. What does kafa mean? Some say it means it's very sharp, so you have to like counter the sharpness. Others say kafa. Rabbeinu Chananel, Tosfos quotes it there, kuftes avam beis, tola'as. It's a worm. Kidatanya hatola shebi ikari zesem shebi ikari gfanim. Va'akafa shebi yarak va'yavchusha shebi anachomet har ilu mutarin. V'yim tomar, because it's to knock out the kafa power. So says the Tosfos, tikshi min eilu Shmuel, da'amar b'sof eilu trefus. If you have a worm in the maror, that's what you're worried about. But maybe it was a worm in there from the time that it was on the ground, and therefore it's usher, it's a sheretz, and you're eating a sheretz. So what do you mean? How is the charoses going to help you out? Answers, v'od, Shmuel, hechi achel maror b'pesach. If he's really worried about this. V'chitema debadik lu shalo yesham kafa imkena maitzor charoses, given to like a kafa, mimanafshach. If you're going to check, you don't need the charoses to try to do something to the kafa. The Shema says Tosfos, Barov Yerako. This is one of those Tosfos that usually skip in Arvei Psachim. No, it's something about Eilu Trefus. Right, but now we're learning Eilu Trefus, Baruch Hashem. The Shema, Barov Yerakos, Ein Bahem Kafa. The Samech Shmuel Aruba, Umishum Sakana, De Kafa, Chayshina, Lemiutav, Tzorach Haroses. Mishum the Isser of eating a sheretz, you can rely on the Rof, Hochanach Arof. Mishum the Sakana Shebo, that is dangerous, that's why you have the maror into the charoses. Porantosis. Kuf tezvav amabeis in Imsach.
Okay.
You rely on rove in that case. So what do you rely on rove? Do you rely on rove? What happens in cases where we can really assume that vegetables, certain things, have problems? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Pei Dalid Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, any type of vegetable or fruit, for that matter, that you would know, that commonly has bugs, has problems, you got to check for. Kol mine perish she darkan lahatzliya kishehe mechubarim lo yochal ad she yivdoka primitochan shema yeshbo talas. If you have a fruit after 12 months, as we said earlier in the Masechta, you assume these bugs can't live for 12 months. So if you have a fruit that was detached for 12 months, which we never have nowadays, what kind of fruit are you going to have for a year that doesn't rot? Right? So then it's mutter. But we get within 12 months, so we always have to be choshes that any of these bugs and any of these worms inside came while it was still attached. The Chachma Sadam says, Beferish, you got to be very careful when we check. So that was the Shulchan Aruch about Peiros. The Chachma Sadam in Hilchos Tolaim, Hayirakos Bechala Medinos Muchzakim Bitolaim. V'asr la'ochlan, this isn't a new thing. We think this is a newfangled thing that we check for bugs. The Chachmas Adam, 1700s, they were checking. V'asr la'achlan b'lo b'dika, v'chein mine salatin, v'chein b'tsalim yerukim, she'ochlam osam chayim, v'tzorach livdo ke'tev he'tev. And then he quotes in Oschaf, Lamed Ches Chaf. Roy la'adam lehistakel b'ma she'ochel, v'al yidei zeh yinatzel mikama tola'im, u'meid ani alai, she'kama v'kama pa'amim nitzalti yidei zeh. So first of all, what's the rai? What do you see with the Chachmas Adam? He ate his vegetables. And number two, you see that he checked before he ate. Right? Both things from the Chachmas Adam. Anyway, that's that. A bigger issue, though, is what about if you can only see the bugs through a microscope? Right? That is a big discussion in the poskim. Many poskim, that same Chachmas Adam, in the Binas Adam, the bottom of the same page, talks about, there are those that said you can't eat drink vinegar. You can't drink vinegar because vinegar has these bugs that are floating around, even though they're tiny, you don't see them. You can't drink vinegar. It says the Binas Adam. So why does the Torah have to say that a Nazir can't drink chometz? Chometz yayin. Why do they have to say if you can't drink it any? If you can't, if chometz is asur anyway, why does it have to say that? Harai, that chometz is mutter. You know what chometz changed over time? Chometz is chometz. So Chachma Zadim there says, if you can't see it without a microscope, so then it's not a problem. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan, the famous Aruch HaShulchan that says, right, if you speak to the doctors, they say that there are bugs flying around the air that we're breathing. And if you really had certain types of x-ray microscope glasses, you wouldn't want to breathe because there's stuff flying around, germs flying around all over the place. But you don't worry about that. You don't worry about that. That's the Aruch HaShulchan in Pei Dalet. Any discussion of this type of Inyan quotes this Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Pei Dalet Lamed Vav. Yesh mi shekasav b'shem chach mi ha-teva ha-mestakel b'schuchis ha-magdeles shekorin spektivi yire b'chometz mole tolaim v'ine b'chometz chash v'chulu v'chulu u'bialdusi shamati mipiecha shohaya b'merchakim v'roa derech schuchis ha-magdeles ad ma'od k'rivavos pa'amim b'mayim kol minei bruim. Well, if he said, how do we drink water? The answer is Hevel yifse pihem v'yafal pikein. Right, if it's kiven shein ayin roe b'hem lav klumhu, only what your eye sees. But the issue with the stuff in the water was that they said that it was seen if you put it with the right background. Okay, this is the issue. Viter says the Gemara by Rav Yosef. Got to finish. 3 minutes. We'll be finished. By Rav Yosef, pirsha v'meisa mahu. What about if the bug starts coming out of the fruit but dies before it hits the ground? Is that considered sheretz? Miksasamau, what if only part of it comes out? Lavir ha'olamau, what if it all came out to the air and it was alive? Is that enough? And then something happened to it. Teku, all these questions. Boy, Ravashi, lagag tamar mahu, what if it came out of the fruit but it went into the top of the fruit? Or lagag garinasamau, what if it's within the fruit? The assumption is that these worms grow within the pit. What if it came to the top of the pit, but it didn't come out? Ask the Prisha, how in the world do we know that it went to the top of the pit if it's still inside the pit? So he said, it must be after you open it up, you find it outside within the tamar, and you see a hole in the pit. That's what you have to say. Be tomorrow or tomorrow, Ma. What if it went from pit from fig to fig? Teku. Unclear. Amr of Shesh's Brother of Edi. Kukiani Asiri. Kukiani is other. What's Kukiani? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. We'll just go with Rashi. Rashi says Kukiani are worms that are in an animal. In the liver, in the lung. So they're Asir. My time. Oh, my Alma Asu. Because we assume they didn't grow in the lungs. They came from outside. Maskav Laravashi. Ime Alma Asu. They came from outside. Lushtakuhu Derech Besarei. They should be found in the intestines on the way in. Or if they're coming from the outside. Ikadami or the opposite. Amr of Shishibredu Avidi, Kukiani Sharu. My time, Amine Gavli. Maybe it's mutter because it comes from inside. And it's Ravise. Amr of Ashi Pshita. That's obvious. Dimi Almaka Asilish Tukhud Derech Mesarei. Right? So there it's a proof. The Hilchas of Kukiani Asiri. The halacha is that it's Asir. My time, Mainim Nayim Vaile Ba'usye. Why is it Asir? Because it goes into through your nose when you're sleeping. That's why it's not going to be shown in the intestines. Tolaim, worms. Darni, de bisra, asiri, de kavri, sharyan. These that are found in meat are asir. The found in fish are mutter. Amar la Ravina, la eme. Ravina told his mother. Ivla livana echel. He told his mother, you see those? Just mush it up in there. I don't want to see them because of batashaksu. Mush it up in there and then I'll eat them. Amar, some people only eat gefilte fish. Right? Because they don't want batashaksu to eat the real fish. So they only eat the gefilte. This is the marker for it. Evla livana echel. Amalei Rav Mishar Shia Breder of Achal Ravina. Maishna meha de Tanya. Vesniv lasan tisha keitzel rabo says hadar ninsha bebehema. What's the difference? Why are these asr? Why is it asr for an animal and mutter for a fish? Amalei haki hashta. Wait a minute. Behema b'shchitahu hu de mishtarya. A behema is shchita matters it. Vahani mitaloka mahanya lushchita b'isurayu kaimin. These have their own independent chiyus, and therefore they're not matured with the shchita of the mother. We're going to get to that. It's already alluding to the next parak. Avol dogim basiva ba'amid mishteri. The dogim, we said the past 2 days. Fish don't eat shchita. They just need to be gathered. Vahani kika gavlin b'teir kika gavlin. These are also gathered, and therefore it's not going to be usher. Period. Taner Rabbanan holech al gachon zenachash. Well, we're going to talk about the insect. Holech al gachon includes a nachash as asr. Kol l'rabos ha-shilshol. The es hadoma l'shilshol. Kol includes the shilshol. Shilshol is another type of worm. Al arba ze'akrav. That's a scorpion. Kol holech l'rabos es achipushis. That includes certain types of bugs and beetles. Marberaglimes and adal, that's a centipede. Ad kol, rabo says adoma, if it's adoma ladoma. Anything similar to these types of insects are included. Tanya, we end off with an agarata. Take a deep breath. Elotrephus, as for now, hadron alach. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi ben Dermaskis Omer, Livyasan Daktar Hu. The Leviathan is a kosher fish. Shneamar ga'ava afike maganim tachtov chadude charesh. What does that mean? That's describing the Leviathan. Afike maganim elu kashkashim sabo. These are the kashkashim. Tachtov chadude charesh elu snapirin shaporech bahem. Those are its scales. What's the havamina to say that it is what Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give non-kosher fish to the tzaddikim la'asilavo? Ask the Marsha, ask the Maris Chayis. They're going to, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them a non-kosher fish. The Maris Chayis says maybe it's a harasha. It's the Leviathan. Maybe it would be a harasha. Or the Sharm HaSyan of Halacha discusses, we quoted this Sharm HaSyan of Halacha about this back, I look back, it's back on Daf Yud Zayin Amabez. Discussion of this. But the other answer suggested is that even if it's a non-kosher fish now, maybe it's going to be a kosher fish then. Maybe it's going to be a kosher fish then. It's similar, I quoted this on a Friday night a couple of months ago, similar to what we find in Kabbalistic Svarim related to the chazir. Why is it called a chazir? Because asid lachzor lios mutter. Because it's going to become mutter b'shem ha'medrash l'arum nekvash v'el chazir sh'asir kadosh baruch hu l'achziro l'yisrael l'atera harishon. And that's what the Arachayim HaKadosh also quotes as a parasha Shmini. L'asid lavo yale ha'chazir geira v'yachzir lios mutter ba'achilu k'fi sh'ayim mutter l'fnei matan Torah v'lo sh'yishar below geira v'yei mutter ki ha'Torah lo tishtane. Rabbein Abachai doesn't like this whole medrash. Rabbein Abachai there in Shmini says, what are you talking about? You know what chazir means? Asalios kasher? It means that the Romans who are chazirim are going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean the chazir. Doesn't mean that. Anyway, that is the a discussion. But some say it's going to be mutter. Some say, okay, we'll look at the other mefarshim on this about the Leviathan being a kosher fish. Okay, I don't know if you're the tomorrow we start the fourth parak of Maseches Chulin, Behema Makasha. And again, great to have everybody back. Parsha